Rock and Radio, your rock station.
Hey, what's happening? This is Mike Smith from the Mighty Suffocation, and you're listening to Gino on Rock 'em Radio. Turn it up.
Hello, Mike?
Gino.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Gino. How are you?
I'm fine. It's a pleasure talking to you, man. How is everything over there, man?
So far, still good. We got a lot of time off now after the last tour, so it's just about relaxing and trying to figure out the concept for this next album. Start writing, you know.
Okay.
Also trying to book tours and stuff for this year. To get that all underway. It's like when we finished this last tour, it was the end of our record cycle. It was the end of our record contract. So it's the time that we got to get all our business in it together and get it ready for 2008, 2009. So it's a lot of time off, but we need the time off right now to write this new album.
Oh.
Get up and put
Oh, right, the new album.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure the fans are going to be asking soon. So we're not a band who really writes our new music when we're on the road. So we got to do it when we're home. And this is the longest period we'll have home. So we're going to start. Well, we've started already, but we're going to try and get as much as we can done now, you know, while time is good.
Okay, and the new album, we have any difference between the last album, the self-titled album?
Well, we always try to, switch it up. Not that much. We want to always stay with the Suffocation feel and vibe, but we know that the industry and the genre itself is changing all the time, so we always try and stay, you know, at the cutting edge of what's new, but at the same time keep everything that we've always done so that the fans can always rely on a Suffocation album, you know. So we're not trying to change up our style much, but we definitely want to stay fresh where we don't bore the people. So it's a hard combination to come up with, because we've done everything there is to do music wise already. But you know, we want to satisfy our fans who've been with us for decades, and we want to satisfy our fans who are new as well, so they both want different things. So we're just going to try and make the whole album encompass all of that.
Now let me tell you something, your last album and the self-titled album, you are a great drummer, man.
Thank you.
Oh, and Blind Churchill Kill, this song is amazing.
I wrote that song, yeah. The lyrics, guitar, and drums on that song, so that's mine.
Oh, really?
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, yep. Oh, I didn't know that. It's fantastic, man. This song was a hit here.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Because when we come, we'll definitely play it, for sure.
Yeah, and you know, your last album, and the feedback was very positive here in South America, and I think in all the world.
Yes, yeah. It definitely got some good press, some good review, and the tours that we did for it were all positive, so we got a good run on it. Hopefully we'll be able to do better on the next. We will always want to do better on our next album, so hopefully the next one will do better than that, and we've grown a bigger fan base, you know.
You played here in South America with Suffocation in 2005.
Yeah, we played Ecuador, Chile,
Colombia.
Colombia.
Yes.
I think that's it.
Yes.
Not really. Yeah, we haven't been to Peru yet, or Brazil, but we plan to come.
No, you know, you have a lot of fans here in Peru and Argentina too.
Yeah, I know our Latin American fan base is huge. It's always been, and I know that we need to really pay more attention and time out there to do more tours.
The people here is very wild, man. You,
yeah, I know all you.
I know that. Yeah, I know you saw that.
The shows we played when we were in South America were some of the wildest shows we've ever played, and we knew it was going to be that way because we always get love. Like I say, from South America, always.
And I remember and the show in Ecuador, the review was great, and your performance was in Ecuador. It's a great country, our name.
Yeah,
it's a great country. Now you will have your Europe date in May 2008, your first Europe date.
Oh, let's see. Yes, we'll be touring with our Napalm Death.
Oh, with Napalm Death. It's a great band from the United Kingdom, that friend of mine. Sean Elbury. They came here last year. They're fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It's very standard.
Yeah, they're always touring. They never stop, so I'm sure they've been to South America many times.
Yeah, but the shows in Europe are going to be very long. I'm checking your site.
Yeah, I think we're going to be there for almost 5 weeks. That's pretty long for us, because usually we like to do only like 3 week tours or maybe a month, but we'll be doing 5 with Napalm. It's a good band, they're a band that's been around forever, so those are the tours that we prefer to be on, tours where the bands are really have been in the scene a long time, have a good fan base that we can both help each other grow.
And what about the States? What about a tour in the United States?
In the States, well, we don't have a major tour set up in the States yet, because we did all our touring for this last album already.
Okay.
So before we can really go ahead and try and promote a major tour, we'd want to have a new release.
Mm-hmm.
A new release where we can, go through the cities that we just came through. It would be pretty much overkill if we tried to do it again anytime soon without a new album.
And you have a name, an idea for a new album, sorry?
Yeah, we're pretty much, I think we're pushing towards the title being called Blood Oath.
And where will be the release of this new album, titled Black Oath?
That isn't definitely set, but we would hope that we would at least be recording it at least be in the studio by June, so take a couple months after that, probably by August.
Okay. Mike, tell me, do you know something about Latin American metal bands?
Not that much. There's so many bands, it's hard to determine between, one or the other. I just listen to the whole genre altogether, I don't know who the biggest Latin American band is at this time.
Me too.
No, there's too many, especially when we're writing music, we really are focused fully on our music, because when we're going to be listening to everything that's out there, we don't want to get influenced from anything. So at this point, when we're trying to work on a new album, we try and just really focus on what we're doing at this point. So right now, I'm not listening to as much.
Okay.
Because I have to. That's the only way I can keep my mind.
This is good.
Yeah,
this is very good. And tell me, Mike, you have been playing with Suffocation for a lot of years. I think from 1999, okay?
Mm-hmm.
From the Reincarnated times.
Right.
Yeah. The question is, you have experience, okay? Tell me, how do you see the future of metal?
Of metal. I think the bands and the vibe of the bands are all strong. They'll always be here. But I don't know what the industry itself, like the record labels and record companies, I don't know how long they're going to really be beneficial to metal, and more so the underground metal scene, because it's gone so far beyond the record labels now to where bands can go out, put their stuff online and make their success without having to, become slave to the record industry or anything like that. So right now, I think the bands are strong, the music is strong, and will always be here. There's definitely no way we're leaving. But it's about that time where the underground bands need to get bigger breaks.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be able to play on bigger tours, and not just death metal tours, but they need to, because any bands, like for instance, any bands who played, who are in death metal, who may have played a bigger tour like the Ozzfest, for instance, immediately after they played that, they've all doubled their size in popularity.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that needs to, we haven't had the opportunity to play Ozzfest yet, which is a shame, considering that bands that have are bands that we brought out on their first tours, to open for us. So. But that's important for the success and the longevity of the bands, is that they got to get better breaks in the industry, where they get on better tours, where they can open up to a bigger fan base. Because the death metal scene is big, but it's not big enough to where you can just survive off of that. You need to really be able to hit mainstream a little bit and grow your fan base a lot better. So hopefully that's the way the future will go. Otherwise, I don't know how a new band will really make it to top level.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be hard.
Yeah, it's really hard now. But
yes.
You just, but you when you start playing, you know, with Suffocation Star in this business was very hard, was harder like now.
Definitely. It was a lot harder to get signed at that time.
There are no internet those times.
Right, the internet wasn't popular then. Back then it was tape trading. That was the way we all got our name out, you know. Back then it was easy. It was harder to get signed, but it was easier to make it bigger back then.
Yes.
For one, because all of the bands weren't similar. Every band back then had a different style.
Agree, totally. Now it's easier to have show your music all the world with the internet, but in the past times it was very hard to do that. Remember, we only have letters or, you know, telegraphs or tapes.
It's definitely a tough time for any new band coming out now. It's going to be tough unless they're completely unique and get signed to a major label. It's going to be tough for them to really get their name out there. But for the bands that are here and have been here for so long, it's going to come down to the point where we're all, as bands, going to have to unite and change the industry, because it's obvious that the record labels can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those who are running the record labels don't really understand the music enough to promote it to what it needs to be. So it's going to have to be the bands who ultimately grow up, mature, and wind up starting a different type of business entity. The way we tour, the way we put out albums, and who we put out albums with is going to have to be more under our control if we wanted to grow to the next level, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Suffocation is working on constantly, especially after this reunion. It's all, we want to put out records, of course, but we're not definitely sold on signing with a label. You know, now that we're off of Relapse, we're free agents. So we've gotten offers from all of the labels as of now. We haven't signed with any one of them yet, because we're just making sure that that's the right way to go for this next album. We would hope that this wouldn't be our last album, but if the music business doesn't pick up, it's harder for us to live being older. We're not kids now. We don't live with our parents. So when you have your houses and your wives and children, your music has to pay for these things. And,
course,
and in order for it to do that, the scene has to really pick up a little bit.
Yeah, so Suffocation is a mixture of good music, perseverance, and hard work.
Yes, it always has been.
Yeah, that's what I think about Suffocation. Good music, perseverance, and hard work.
Oh, yeah. It's even harder now trying to put out an album for Rick Bowden. It's definitely harder now because so many bands are doing what we've done already. So, you know, what we put out now could sound old, but we don't want to change our style too much. So it's hard. It's a hard balance.
Good.
Yeah.
Don't change your style so much.
No, I agree.
Yes. You know, there are so bands that change their own style. In the first album to the second album, change everything. And you know, I don't like this too much.
No, it doesn't usually work.
Yeah,
you know, when you do that, the fans usually
What band is that?
Lose interest.
This is the band? No way, it's not the band.
Yeah, the fans lose interest quick when you switch up your style.
Yeah,
so
like
I think we've gone a long time keeping the same style, so I don't think we'll have a problem.
Yeah, I'm gonna be bad with Metallica in the in the 80s was another thing like that now.
Yeah, they've changed a lot, but you know what? Metallica can do that because they've already been rich off of their music already.
Yeah.
You know, their lifestyle is already set, so they don't have to worry as much. They can go out and put out a
stuff. They don't care. They do whatever they want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For us in death metal, we're still trying to reach a level like that. So
it would be
detrimental if we went ahead and changed our style and upset the fans. We can't do that. We can't afford to do that.
Into the death metal, the public is more loyal. You know, sensible.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I definitely think.
Yeah, if you change so much in that moment, you're out.
Definitely.
I don't want to listen.
Yeah. There's so many bands that it's so easy to just say forget it with this band. I'm
the death metal fans are very special. Kill me, well, this is the truth. So, Mike, tell me, if you have any advice for a young musician, what would you say?
Well, of course, the first thing that they're trying to get into death metal. Death metal is, with the musicians in death metal, they're some of the most talented musicians. And it's not a form that you can fake. So before you go ahead and try and put out your releases and form bands, you have to really hone your craft or your instrument first, because now it's so skilled in the way that the musicians are, that that's the first thing that the fans are looking for, to make sure that you really do know how to play your instrument and you're not faking anything. So of course you would expect that if they're going to start a band, that they would have their skill together, they would be good drummers, they'd be great guitarists and all of that. But there are a lot of bands out here who really are good musicians, and they are studio musicians, where you go in the studio and you cut and paste everything to make it sound good. Mm-hmm. But then when you see them live, they're nothing like that. They're garbage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for a musician starting today, they have to take their live show seriously, because when the fans see you and see that you play that, that's where your name gets most popular. That's where your records sell. When they see that you can actually put on a live show and really be passionate about it. So, I for any young musician, I would say it's going to be a lot of hard work, but in their favor, it's a lot easier to get signed these days. So all you have to do as a musician is really put out solid, original, good music, and you should be all set. And don't get involved with kids or musicians whose heart isn't really in it, who may be hooked on drugs or this, that, or the other. Anything that's going to take your mind away from doing it is going to make the band struggle. So you have to get a group of people who are really into it, who are really going to go through it, through good and bad times, and more importantly, put out good, original music. We don't need any more clones of any other bands. We need new bands to help bring the scene to the next level.
And what will you say to your fans in South America that listen to this interview?
Do my South American fans know that Suffocation loves them? They know this, and they better know this, because we're coming and we're going to put on the best show that we ever put on. We love the atmosphere of South America. We love the feverish pace that the fans come in. They're loud, they sweat, they dance, they scream. We love all of that. The attitude is just great. So, you know, South America and Latin America in general, it is some of our biggest fan base. And we really would hope to, with this next release, get out there and tour a lot more and become even closer with them. Because we've done our time in Europe and Germany and all those places and all through the States, but we haven't done that much time in South America. So we think about you all the time. That's one place that we want to cover fully, and we really want to make sure that albums are available out there so all you can really grow up with us and retire with us. But we definitely know we have your support, and we are working for you. No question.
I agree. We are the best. We are the best. Oh, thank
wait
you.
To talk to her.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mike.
You're welcome, Gina. Thank you.
Drive me to my torture kill.